What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? It is okay to be white.
No, that's not okay. It's terrible to be white. Try not to be white.
Usually we have a theme for these videos, and I think the, wasn't specifically told, but anti-white racism. Okay, so the theme is that these are all a bunch of people who hate white people.
You got a problem with that, racist?
And so that's the basic theme of this, and we'll see what they have to say. Who knows? They might make some good points. I mean, I might watch this, and by the end of it, I'm saying to myself, you know, white people are terrible. It's like, you never know. You got to be open-minded, and let's find out.
I really had enough of this whole life, so I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Every white man, woman, and child alive on this planet.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
All these need to die. All of you do. We need to go for a global recessive genetic purge by any means necessary. Every last one of you white man, woman, and child on this planet need to die.
Okay. Well, you didn't really, not much of an argument there. Just pure, unbridled hatred for a white man.
Stupid okay, white man.
On TikTok, it's so easy to be banned for anything and to have any video taken down. They don't even pretend to care about open dialogue and all that kind of stuff. And yet, that video is okay. So you could just openly say, I want every white person, including every white child, to die. And that can stay on TikTok forever. Let's go to the next one.
If you are not black, if your skin is not brown, if you are not melanated, then you do not have the right to come under my videos talking back to my people. Your opinions are not wanted, nor are they relevant. So why do you feel like you need to come and keep saying something to my people? You need to ask me my permission before you speak or comment on my videos. You come under my video and say, Lord, may I please have your permission to say something? Then you wait for me to give you my permission before you start tapping, moving your little pasty fingers around on my page. You people have been talking way too much for way too long, and your time.
Okay, shut up. Shut up, lady. This is a joke, right? It's like a satire. It's got to be, it's like a parody. Her handle is the Black Messiah.
Heresy.
I want to believe that this is a joke. But then again, you know, the lady with the COVID masks wanted to watch Barbie. I wanted to believe that was a joke too. And it's not. I mean, these people exist out there. So obviously the only appropriate response here, assuming this is not a joke, is you got to go to TikTok and find the Black Messiah and just leave a bunch of comments under her video. And don't bother being polite either. No reason to bother with that. I have to start my morning with a nice cup of Black Rifle coffee. Not only do they have ready-to-drink cans for people with no time to brew coffee in the traditional way, but their coffee subscription gives you the chance to purchase limited edition flavors as well. Black Rifle coffee subscription gives you nothing but the best. It's a coffee of the month club where you get premium roasts for the best farms worldwide. Each month, you'll get a new exotic roast shipped right to your door, each with a unique origin and a killer bag design with a matching sticker. Black Rifle Coffee just launched their Halloween Pumpkin Spice Collection featuring the Headless Horseman's Roast and the ready-to-drink Pumpkin Spice Espresso. With pumpkin spice flavors so good, it'll haunt your taste buds for all eternity. Stop running out of coffee and sign up for a coffee club subscription to have Black Rifle Coffee delivered straight to your door. Go to blackriflecoffee.com, use promo code Walsh at checkout for 10% off your order. That's blackriflecoffee.com and use promo code Walsh for 10% off. Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee. Okay, let's skip ahead to clip 5.
See the cave woman right here? Hold on, y'all. Cave woman right there. Won't have the audacity.
The audacity.
To try to walk up on me, talk about, are you doing all right today? You look beautiful. I said, don't be coming up close to me. I ain't got time to catch no cave diseases.
This is not even funny.
It's not funny!
I was waiting. I haven't seen the end of these videos before. And so the way it's starting, You know, we've seen the setup many times. You've got the allegedly marginalized person in an allegedly marginalized group who starts the video. Oh, you see with this person over here? You're not going to believe what they did. Of course, I knew it wouldn't be anything actually serious, but I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, she didn't hold the door for me. It's something like that. But in this case, she was just being friendly. Oh, okay, so that's what it is. It's simply just being a friend, like a nice, friendly person.
How dare you speak to her like that?
Of course, if you're white and you are less than friendly to any member of a non-white race, then it's automatically because of racism. That's the only thing that could possibly explain it. But also, if you're friendly just to a member of a non-white race, it's also racism.
You people have been talking.
What do you mean, you people?
There's no argument. She just hates white people. Okay, let's do the next one.
It is through posts like this that white women are killing yoga purely for their quest for perfection. To a white woman, perfection means a key to happiness, your key to success, and the key to your very existence. You have to have the perfect hair, the perfect clothes, the perfect grades, the perfect nails. And then you bring this competition for perfection into the yoga room, into your yoga practice. Did you know that this quest for perfection is rooted in white supremacy in a culture and society like North America?
If you take a look at what yoga actually teaches, yoga teaches that there is no such thing as perfection.
There is a Hindi word called Santushti, and it translates to perfection in the English language, but it doesn't.
Okay, who cares?
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
So I thought that this was going to be that she's going after the white women for appropriating yoga. I thought that's where this is going to go. But instead, her actual complaint, I guess, she's mad at white women who are attractive and do yoga while being attractive. And it makes her jealous. And so that is actually her complaint. She didn't go the appropriation angle. It's not that hard to see how this works when you take a certain group of people and you create this narrative where they're responsible for everything bad that happens in the world and all historical sins are their fault. And no other group has committed any historical sins at all, or if they did, we can't talk about them. When you do that and you send that message, you end up with this.
Kill Whitey!
You know, as much as even some of these videos I see, I was like, well, man, that's got to be a joke. That's just so outlandish. In fact, it's kind of the other way. What we should realize is that this attitude that you see in some of these TikTok videos, it's not just crazy people on TikTok. This is actually a very prevalent attitude out there. It's bad. That's my reaction. I think it's all bad. I disagree with it. And that's it. Talk to you tomorrow.
The only dark I like is when I turn off the lights. The only hood I love is pointy and white. Can't trust you if I can't see your face at night. I think we all know who we're talking about.
Hey, stop that. That's racist.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.